тот этот. ואתו תצב את בני ישראל ויקחו אליך שמן זית זוך. אז לבלטורים brings down לא הזכיר מוישה בזה הסדר מה שאין כן בכל החומש שמשור שנוילד מוישה אין סדר שלא יוזכר בו ואתה משום שאומר מחיין אינו מספריך אשר כוספת וכלול הסחוך הוא אפילו על תנאי בו ונסקיים בזה סבל מוישה רבינו סד מחיין אינו מספריך So as Niskayim in this week's parsha, that Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned in the parsha. For sure it's a shtickle of ore. Why pung this parsha? Maybe we'll have an answer. The Gaon says, why dafka parshas tetzaveh? He says, bederech klal, if you know what is the day today, Zayin Odo. So Alamol, the Pashas Netzaveh is Chalan Duruk is Zayin Odo. Zayin Odo is the Yotzad of Moshe Rabbeinu. So B'meile, the Yotzad of Moshe Rabbeinu, they the same in the Goel. Ve'ato Tetzaveh Elecho, Tetzaveh is Bnei Yisrael, Ve'ikho Elecho Shemen Zayit Zoch, Kosis Lamoir Lehalo Yisneir Tomit. בו ילמוד מחוץ לפורכס אשר על העידוס יערכו יסי ארון ובונוב מערב עד בויקר שמן זית זוך מבורם בספורים מוישה וזמר יחנית אבי טיים על פרשס תצווה דמנוירו אס דסמל לתאיר כמו עושה זה הרויצה להחכים ידרי כינר מצווה ותוירו אויר mentioned last week, the Menorah is connected to Talmid HaChomim. Moses says, in Urdus, Uchi Bo'oiro Yishal Oilom, Yeilech V'yaso, Yik Bo'oiro Yishal Oilom. The Torah is connected to Menorah. Aroitze Lehachkim Yadrim. The Torah is Alamol, Besamel the Menorah. Zogter Moshe Feinstein, while the Torah is Besamel the Menorah, You have to have Shemen Zayit Zoch Kosis Lamoir. The Shemen that is kosher Lemenoiro is Shemen Zayit Zoch. See, when the Chashmonoim, the Yevonim came in, the Ometame, the Shmanim, the Lenimtzer, the Pach Shemen Echot, was a Nes. Shemen Zayit Zoch. What is Shemen Zayit Zoch? Moses says to the Menoches, when you came in the beginning, you took the Aleph, you hit him a little bit, and from that what came out, from the first squeeze, this is Shemen Zayit Zoch. Then you grind it, and what comes out later, it's Kosher Lemeneira. What is the difference? Moses says, the Shemen Zayit Zoch is the beginning. Pure. To Menoches, you take it with all of the pieces, you grind it, you sift it, you drain it, and then it's kosher. The Bach says that Teire has to come rain. This is the reason the Malach learns with the kid and the baby when he's in the stomach, with his mother, when he's clean, when he's rain. So like this, the beginning starts clean. A person has to know that Tzlocha of Teire is when the Shemen Zayit Zoch is rain. Is clean. If it's not clean, if it's not rain, if it's not pure, it doesn't shine. If it's not pure, it doesn't shine. If you want the menorah to shine, it only shines if it's pure. Shemen Zayit Zoch. When it's pure, it shines. person has to know, sometimes he wonders to himself, why his menorah doesn't shine? Why his Torah doesn't give the gliklech? Why his Torah doesn't give the spark? Because his Torah is not rain, is not clean. And I want to explain. I will explain it very deep. But we'll start with the easy way. A person learns, but ben asdorim, he goes to play ball. His Torah is not rain. He learns, but after night Seder, he walks to the Kaisel. Love, and he's saying, Rabbi, this is the matzah of the day. He's not rain, he's not clean. Nothing against the Kaisel. Speaking about the old city. Yeah? He's not rain, it's gomish. All of his Torah is worth nothing. He's postul lemenoiro. He's postul lemenoiro. He's kosher lemenoches. Go learn kosher. He's postul lemenoiro. He's postul lemenoiro. If a person wants to be kosher lemenoiro, he has to be rain. He has to be clean. It doesn't work without that. Chas v'shalom, a person doesn't have the schus to learn every day, Shem Yirachem, and he only has the schus to learn an hour a day. That's Hashem, Hashem will help him, that he will manage. About the vibe, he has to mefalas his family. The hour that he goes to learn is pure, or he checks his email every 2 minutes. If he checks his email every 2 minutes, it's not pure. That Torah will not shine. You walk into Bis Medrash, close it for an hour. Don't say I can. Shabbos you close it, I hope so, yeah? I mean, I can. Pure. If a person wants that the Torah will shine, Zogt Reb Moshe Feinstein, Shemen Zayit Zoch. Shemen Zayit Zoch. It's interesting. Chazal say, Alevai, Anchub, Oisi Azavu, Veterosi, Shomoru. Shema'oir shebo machziru lemutav. Even if a person does aveiras, but the ma'oir from Torah will bring him back. Listen to the words of the Chazal. Shema'oir shebo machziru lemutav. The shemen zayit zoch lemo'oir. What brings a person back? The pure. The menoiro. If a person manages to have shemen zayit zoch lemo'oir, he manages to make it pure, to shine, then it's mo'oir shebo machziru lemutav. But if not, a person can learn a couple of hours a day, but it's not zach. It's not lemo'oir. It doesn't shine. It's posul lemenoiro. It's kosher lemenoches. But it's posul lemenoiro. If a person wants to grow, he has to be makpid. He could learn till 10, 12 o'clock by night and then he reads a book. It's not pure. See you in the morning. No kedusha. Not a bad book. Again, maybe a maximum learning could be helped. Sometimes a person needs a break. A person can't. About the shayla, what he puts in the middle. He puts the garbage. He says, what bothers you? I'm learning the hours. I'm hopping the sugars in a balkisha. What bothers you? I just need to know who won. Yeah? Aba zanishken lamoir. It's not rain. It doesn't shine. It doesn't have the broche of moir shebo machzir o lemutav. If you want to have the broche of ma'ir shebo machzir o lemutav, it's only shemen zayit zoch. Someone showed me this week. It says in Menoches, Shloisha zeisi. There's three kinds of olives. The Mishnah explains like this, Perekhes Mishnah Dalad Hei. And the olive tree is the olives that grow at the top of the tree. The tree is the size of the house, on top of the house, the size of the roof. And you have even higher from the roof, the top of the tree. These olives, they're called Zeis Rishon. They get ready right away. So the Mishnah says, you go, you climb on the olive. When you pick them off on the aleph, when you're holding on the head of the tree, you give a little squeeze. This is Shemen Zeis. kosher l'menoiro. Then you take it out and you start to squeeze it. Then it becomes sheni. Then you grind it as shlishi. Rishon kosher l'menoiro, sheni v'shlishi l'menochas. All of that is in Zayis Rishon. The first Zayis has three steps. The ones of the tree, second and third. Zayis Sheini. What is the second Aleph? Migalbi Beroish Agag. It's a little bit lower. It's not the head of the tree. It's really lower in the size of the building. You pick it from the roof. Now, it's not ready completely. You have to wait a little bit on the roof there till it's ready. It's not 100%. It's not so ready, but the second time with the sun they get ready, and again you squeeze them on the roof there when you pick them off from the roof, the sides, and the first part is kosher lemenoiro. Then you grind it sheni lemenoches fish lemenoches. Zayis shlishi is the lower one. Oitne betei chabayis ad sheilke. These the bottom ones never get ready. You take them to the house and you wait, and then you press them. The first one is kosher lemenoiro, then you grind it, and then it's kosher lemenoches. The Mishnah Hay explains that number three of Zayis Rishon is better from number one in Zayis Shlishi, right? We have three Alephs, Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. And every one we have three steps. And the Gemara says that, and every one of them, the beginning is kosher lemenoiro, and the second and the third are kosher lemenoches. Zog the Mishnah, but the truth is that the number two or number three of the first one are equal to number first and second and the next one. And legabe menoches is no difference what you will take. But we see that legabe menoiro is amot nezach, the first of the first, the first of the second, and the first of the third. So I heard from a chashev yid, givaldi kepshat. Who asher dibarlo from Reb Moshe Feinstein? The men shemel lamoir zach is semel lamenoiro. Semel lamenoiro. But what is kosher lamenoiro is the zach, is the pure. The guy that is not the biggest balkishren, the lower guy, the bottom in the class, and the gimel. Gimel Shir. But he's trying his best. He's kosher lemenoiro. The guy that is the Aleph, the biggest Balkishra. When he doesn't learn, it's better from every Bachar and every different yeshiva. Posul lemenoiro. It's not measured how smart you are. We are in the tree, we are in the class, we are in your yeshiva. Doesn't make a difference. In the Shir, the Aleph Shir, the Bay Shir, the Gimel Shir, better Shir, worse Shir, doesn't make a difference. The question is if you're pure, if you're really pure, or you schmooze in the middle of Seder, you go out in the middle to take a coffee, try to find another excuse to live in the middle, leave 10 minutes before Shir, you're not pure. Where are you rushing? Where are you going? So I got at least 10:20. I thought he's very tired. I said, where is he going? No, he's going to sleep 1 o'clock. So why is he rushing to leave? He's not pure. He wants the shmooze, though. It's not pure. Not that bad boys. Bad boys are not here Friday. Yeah? A person has to know that slocha and learning is shem and zay zoch. Me'oir shebo machzirom lemutov. Ameoir shebo machzirom lemutov. But you have to have the meoir. You have to have the light. Person that has the meoir shebo has the light. He's zoiche. He will become pure. He will shine. He will become a talmid chacham. The Moshe finds that he adds. Oil flows. A yid only can be matzliach if he's not connected to the bad people. If he's not connected to the goyim, then the shemen is a good shemen. A person that mixes with the bad, and he doesn't make himself to float, he doesn't make himself to be on top, no chances. The only atzlocha, the only siyata d'shmaya that a person can have is shemen lamoy. Shemen lamoy. The person will feel he's merumam, he's different. He can't eat in these stores. He can't eat in these restaurants. He has to be a different person. Then he will have the siyata d'shmaya shemoyu sheba machzir lemuta. I saw a givaldi gezach, a shkofe. He said, that was Musa, that was a shkofe. I'm sure everyone has at heart, even some people asked me this week already this question. We learn Parshas Truma. Yeah? All of us sit and learn. Parshas Truma. If you remember, Parshas Truma was the list, the shopping list of the items that we need for building the house of Hashem, and the preparation and the agreements and the measurements of everything to build the Beis Hamikdash. What is Parshas Tetzaveh? The clothing of the Kohanim to serve Hashem. As Hashem will learn it this week. Two things fell out of order. What is going on here? Parshas Truma, we spoke last week, remember the Daskenim, Me'ez Kolish, Tikhut, Zov, Tcheze V'Nechoishes, gold, silver, and copper, Tcheyez V'Agomon, Tula Ashori, Oyrei Seilim Mudomim, Shemen Lamoir, Psomim L'Shemen HaMishcho, Avni Shoyam, Avni Miluim, we ask the Kasha, Shemen Lamoir, why it's written down, it's not items to build the Mikdash, it's items to serve the Hashem, why it doesn't say Chitim L'Menoches, we spoke it out, it's last for Mashiach. Although everything is in the list, then we're starting to build. What happened to Shemen Lamoir? The Rebbe the Ramban fragged the Kasha. And the second thing is, we learn all of the clothing, everything, till we come to the end of the parsha. One thing we forgot, so right away we'll tell them to do it. We forgot about the Mizbeach. Right away we mentioned it in the end of the parsha. Just not to leave it out. Frag the Ramban again. So first another picture. First to learn parsha. We have parsha's truma. We have everything. Chutz from the Mizbeach HaKtoiras. He fell out. And but we first were in the beginning of the parsha. What is ve'ata tetzave elecho shemen zayit zoch lamoir lehalois nertomit? So avade, without coming to the musavot sheboi, the Ramban is merames. First, for sure, it's also the ruach hadvorim of last week's chumashir that we asked. We brought down the daskeinim. Why, when you collected for the mishkan, they collected the oil for the menorah? Bechura, they didn't collect items to serve Hashem. They collect items to build Hashem. To build the house of Hashem. It doesn't say Chitim Lemenoches. Why it says Shemen Lamoir? This is the question. But we said that the Kohanim have to do it. It's a part of the Kohanim that have to serve Hashem is to light the menorah and Beis Hamikdash. So they collected it. And really now that we're holding in the clothes of the Kohanim, the way the Kohanim serve Hashem to make the house to be a house, and we said in all the Korbanos it says, Shnitztaveinu, here's the Nitztava HaKoyamim, so in the parsha of the Kohanim, how they serve Hashem, the Shemen Lamoir and the Ketores go into the parsha. About it makes it easier. It makes it easier. Also, when you see the collecting, is we have Kesef Zov, Chosh Chesed, Agum of Lashoni, Sheish, Vaizim, Oyres Elim, Udomim, Oyres Choshim, Atzi Shittim, Shemen Lamoir, Avni Shoyam, Avni Miluim, Laifel, Velachoshen. This is like the last group. The last group that belongs to the things that they did to the last group. So, Avade, this is the Ruach HaDvorim. The Shemen Lamoir, Psalm, the Shemen HaMishra, the Teres HaSamim, these two things taka became in the parsha of the Kohanim. But this is like, it answers the Ruach HaDvorim. But I saw what the Ramban says, Shemen Lamoir, She'omar Le'akodish Boruch Hu Le'Moishe. The Ramban says it b'Ktzora, You write, everyone will bring from the, what they have in their house. Zov, kesef, and nechoshes. You know what is zov? Gold. Who knows what is gold? You take it to the Mavin, they sit there, waiting. Well, street open, and they know what is gold. They committed, they judge. Pure gold, not pure gold, what is silver? It's the Mavinim. Shemen zay zoch, zog the Ramban, ve'ato tetzave, ve'yikhu eilecho. You're the Mavin, what is Shemen zay zoch, and you will decide how you do Shemen zay zoch. Kivyoch, this we can't leave to Bezalel. Bezalel is a big Mavin, he can do everything. But Shemen zay zoch, Moshe, you. What is Zvorim Amukim al Pisoit? Who would sign it? Is that Chisome Shel Badat? Was Chisome Shel Koyen Godl? You don't know what it means. Aber steht, the one that is amazing, what is Shemen Zayit Zoch? Is Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll use it al Darkeinu, what the Torah is coming to teach us. We said the Shemen Zayit Zoch is the richtige, what is pure. The Moshe Rabbeinu knows what is pure. Not every kid could tell us what is pure. Not what every person thinks. He decides, I need this vacation, I need that vacation, I just need to read a mishpacha, all these kind of things. This is pure. The Gedolim decide what is pure. If Gedolei HaDor decided this week that if someone listens to the news, and ask me on the radio, the Haredim news, he's not a Ben Teira and he will never become a Talmid Chochem, and Rav Shteman promises that he's worse than the people that go to the army, a person that listens even once to this kind of news, you know, you call him, you free the Hamish news, Cherem Gomur to listen, you're not allowed to talk to people that listen to that anymore. This is the Gedolim, this week all of the Gedolim signed. That this is worse from any Amalek that Klal Yisrael had. Well, yes, this is what they decided. I'm not here to explain it, one different time. But they decide, the Gedolei HaDor decide. Zog the Ramban, what a Shemen Zayit Zoch, even Bezalel can't decide. A person can decide, but I need a break. I need a way to go to Shabbos, that's fast. I need a break. I'm not saying, sometimes yes, sometimes the Gedolim decide. The Gedolim decide what a person needs. But a Shemen Zayit Zoch, a person can't decide on his own. What is pure, a person can't decide on his own. Shemen Zayit Zoch, Zog the Ramban, Moshe, you will decide. You will be the one that know what a Shemen Zayit Zoch. I met a Yid. I forgot the very big Talmid Chacham this week. I forgot who it was. I just remember that I met him. So I was not feeling good. I don't remember who it was, but I know it was one of the Gedolim. I just don't remember his name. And he told me that now he understands that, you know, when they wanted to put Limudei Chol in Valojin, to learn English in Valojin, I think it was Russia, maybe. Russian or Polish or something. So the achlota was to close the yeshiva. People don't understand, you know, you have yeshivas in America that they learn in Mudechol. Yeah? Yeah, the Gedolim don't like it, but there's a poor yeshivas that didn't do it yet. Yeah? So, okay, could be that we have to close them, but it's not my job, yeah? But I want to explain. It doesn't mean that in our generation, I want to explain, I'm not going to say that it's okay. I just want to explain something for Kelt. It doesn't mean what. Maybe today, in that matter, these Gedolim decide that it's good. I trust them. The Gedolim Oilo. I'm very small. I'm not the one to talk against them. But I need to say, Reb Chaim Volozhiner could see in his generation that this is treif. And we think, why it's so treif? Arei, the Aleph's number two, Zayit Sheni, what is kosher l'menorah deer is even less from limud chol, but it could be treif. Could be a generation that they will make a targum in Yiddish and Shas, and the Gedolim will say it's treif. And could be a generation that they will do art school and they will say that it's kosher. What I'm trying to explain is what we said in the Mishnah and Menachos. You could see sholos eisimen. And everyone has three madreges. And we said, the Zayis Sheni, his highest madrege, is lower from number two, but he's kosher l'menorah, and the second one is pasul. That is something that no one could understand. If Bezalel will have to check the oil, I don't understand. Number two, that beginning oil is good, so everything from Mezayis Rishon is good. Of the people that are maybe know what is Zoch. And every day is the Zoch Sheboy. Hashem said, who decides? G'doy Le'ador decide. G'doy Le'ador decide. And it goes in a way. We could think that it's not good. Today, they want the Noshim will learn all different things. A lot of people are yelling, hey, Treif. So, 100 years ago, when they wanted to learn English in Yerushalayim, Marav Diskin made a Chayrim. Then it could be a Chayrim, today it could be a Fagat. It goes both ways. But one thing we have to know. Ve'ato tetzav es v'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're the one that could decide. You and only you. That oil we decided to give to Moshe Rabbeinu. Zog the Ramban, no one else could decide it. And we had Choshev people, Bezalel, all of the crew that were doing the Mishkan with the G'doy.